Now, how do you spell your name?
B-O-S-W-E-L-L.
Okay. And you came to the valley here the second day of 1898 on the train. Where from?
Central Texas.
How come your family moved up here?
Well, a number of years before that, my parents got acquainted with an Episcopal minister and his wife that were also stationed in Central Texas. And they liked each other very much. And I don't know just when the Harris family moved away from Texas. I wasn't interested in things of that sort at that time.
Your maiden name was Harris, or you mean?
No, my maiden name was Ramsdell, R-A-M-S-D-E-L-L.
Oh, okay.
Mr. and Mrs. Harris were stationed in our town, and about that time they left and went somewhere or other, and my parents went to New Mexico, and after about 5 years of experience that they didn't need, they came back to Central Texas, and they'd lost track of the Harris family, and they, of course, had lost track of us, seeing as we'd been out of the state. And after we went back to Texas, my mother was looking through the church yearbook, and she found Henry Harris. I don't know where they were, in Oklahoma, maybe. Well, no, they had been in Oklahoma, but they were in Cove, Oregon then. And my parents were very much interested in it, and they wondered if it might be the same man and his wife that they had known. So they wrote to find out, and sure enough, it was their old friend. Well, Mr. Harris was an Englishman, and I think he must have been ordained in England. If not, he must have been ordained soon after coming to America. I'm judging by the fact that all of their children were born in England, and the youngest son was too young, was young enough that he must have been born before they left England. Well, I don't know how much country the Harris family had seen, but they'd seen the Atlantic Ocean and some of the seacoast anyway before they got to Texas. And
so your parents followed them out to Cove, huh?
No, they're both gone.
No, but they came out to Cove then.
Yes.
Your family moved, huh?
Yes.
How old were you?
9.
What do you remember about the trip?
What do I remember about the trip?
Yeah, the trip.
Well, it was long and noisy and dirty.
Did you have to sit on benches?
And when we got here, it was a very different country from what we'd been used to. The most of my early remembrance is of the 5 years we spent in New Mexico. And then we were in Texas for a year before we came to Cole. My father was a doctor, a graduate of the medical college in Louisville, Kentucky. And he opened his first office there in Louisville.
Well, did he open an office here in Cove?
Oh, he practiced in Cove for years.
Huh. Well, did you grow up in Cove then?
I've spent most of my life in the Grand Ronde Valley and most of it in Cove, in the Cove area.
Huh. Do you ever remember John Allen?
John Allen? Yes, I knew two men, but the one that you probably remember had some sons that went to
what kind of a fellow?
Corvallis.
What kind of a fellow was he?
Well, I always thought he was a very fine man. He was strictly honest and neighborly.
Do you remember when Miss Fern Hobbs came into Cove to close down the saloons in 1914?
Yeah, that was quite an event.
What happened?
Oh, I don't know if there's anything really happened. A good deal of talk and interests.
What do you know about that railroad line that they used to have, call it the Dinky, I guess, between Union and Cove?
Well, it did pretty well for a while, and then a couple of men by the name of Weimer got in there and got to freighting, and they just practically chased the railroad off.
Mostly cherries went over that railroad then, huh?
Yeah, they went over, and then Weimer competed with the railroad.
What was he doing? How was he? What do you mean he competed with him?
Trucking.
Is he still around, or?
No, as far as I know, he died several years ago.
Well, what happened when he started competing with him? Was there any violence, or?
Oh, I don't think so. I don't remember ever hearing of any trouble.
Do you remember that flagpole that was in Cove?
Yes.
Supposed to be the tallest flagpole in the world or something for a while?
Well, it was evidently a tamarack, so it would have been tall.
Do you remember that time that fellow had to climb it to put the pulley back on?
And did. He climbed it and did what?
And put the pulley back on the top so he could put
Well, yes, I remember having heard about something of that sort, but I'd totally forgotten it.
Did you ever hear any stories about that fellow named Kelsey Porter that got hung over here in Union?
I remember anything about him.
The they he stood trial and stuff, and then they ended up hanging him because he killed some people up by halfway?
Well, I heard something about it, but I just don't know anything about it.
Did you ever hear anything about when LeGrand stole the courthouse from Union?
Well, I think that must have been before we came to Cove. I remember they swapped a courthouse back and forth a few times, but I don't remember personally of any actual happenings.
When was the first airplane you remember seeing?
Oh, must have been when I was in school in Walla Walla.
You didn't see one around here, huh?
Not first.
What was the first car you ever saw?
Well, that must have been when we were living in Texas. They were coming into use.
In 98? Must have been out here.
Well, I remember that there was trouble about, they had cars. I remember of my father reading a Sunday paper, and there was a picture of a car going into a irrigation ditch, across the ditch, and the water splashed up, just simply drowned.
Do you remember any Indians around here that used to travel around here? Or?
Well, I don't know how it is now, but from the time that we came here, it was common for Indians to come from the reservation and go through Cove up Mill Creek Canyon over on the Minum.
Fishing, or would they be fishing?
Well, fishing and I suppose hunting and picking berries.
What would they come in cars or on horseback?
Oh, horseback.
Do any of them stick in your mind that you remember talking with or anything?
I don't think there was any trouble with them.
Did you ever talk with any of them?
No.
They stayed in their world and you stayed in yours, huh?
Well, they were horseback and traveling.
What would they carry with them? Would they have saddlebags or travois or...
Well, I don't know. I was accustomed to seeing people horseback with pack horses. And they must have had pack horses, but I was accustomed to seeing pack horses and loads.
Did you remember when Ezra Meeker came through here in 1908 following the Oregon Trail?
Who?
Ezra Meeker.
Well, I remember hearing something about it, but nothing interesting, nothing more than that I had heard of. The only thing I think of right now, I was married twice. My first husband was Edwin Boswell, a cattleman, a son of Davis Boswell. And he had a brother, a younger brother. They were the two youngest in a family of 12 from back in Virginia. Well, my second husband was a first cousin of my first husband, the son of Ben Boswell. Well, Benjamin rode into Cove the day he was 21. And you've heard of Dunham Wright. Well, they got acquainted coming across the plains together.
What year did they come across?
1860. And Ben and Dunham came on to Cove. But some place where they camped before they got to a forks in the road, somebody, and I suppose a number of people on the, they met on the way as they came west, had a good deal to say about California. Well, the most of the crowd decided that they'd go to California. And about that same time, there were a couple of men, or maybe three, that came from Idaho, northern Idaho, and struck the east-west trail, and they just struck gold in northern Idaho. Well, that sounded a good deal closer than California. And I don't know how many there were in the train or how they divided, but possibly a half a dozen, or between a half a dozen and a dozen, decided that they'd go to Idaho. And Dunham was captain of the train. Well, when they got threshed out amongst them, they were all going to inspect the mines. Most of them went to California, and the others went to northern Idaho. Well, that left Dunham Wright and Ben Boswell with nobody to look after. So that dissolved the responsibility of being captain of the train. And the two of them decided that they'd saddle up early in the morning and head for Cove.
How did they know about Cove?
Well, I don't know just how, but Cove was settled pretty early. And you've probably heard of Massacre Rocks. That's the other side of Boise. You ever been over the road? Well, you know how a rough open hill slope with scattering trees, great, I was going to say monoliths of rock standing up few here and a few there. Well, the highway follows exactly the old Pioneer Trail. It is about the only place they could build a road. And the two men had each a saddle horse and a pack horse.
They weren't married then, huh?
No. And they boarded with the family in the train. And when they got through, there was nothing to distract their attention as they came through that stretch of the road. But they had gotten an early start. They didn't have anything to do but pack up and saddle up and get into their saddles and ride. Well, they were quite a ways ahead of the train that followed them, and they didn't see anything, hear anything, but they said that they felt sure that the Indians were already there on the ground. And when the people with wagons came along, they massacred the outfit. There were three men horseback with them that escaped, but they massacred all of them. They didn't want settlers.
And Boswell and Dunham Wright didn't know anything about it, huh?
No, they were ahead.
How did they finally find out about it?
Well, there were three men that were already on their horses, and they moved out.
Ran away?
Yeah.
So whatever happened to those three guys?
Well, I don't know. I guess they lived to a ripe old age, probably. And I don't know who they were. I never heard.
So did one of them end up coming to Cove and telling Boswell and Wright about it, or?
Ben and Dunham came to Cove.
They heard in Cove about everybody being massacred, huh?
Well, they found out after the word got around, but they said that they believed the Indians were there when they came through, but that being horseback, pack horse, apiece, they mistook them for trappers, and they didn't mind the trappers. They could get along with them. They didn't want settlers. And so that stretch of road has always been known since then as Massacre Rocks. Well, the second husband, Charles Boswell, was in the transportation business, and he had a son that was big enough, old enough to drive the stage if he didn't. And Irving, of course, this was years later, but everybody knew about Massacre Rocks. And Irving had the misfortune to have a flat tire in that stretch. He said he could see Indians looking out from behind every rock on that hill.
When was that, in the 30s or so?
He got the tire changed and got on a move as soon as he could.
When was that, about 1930 or so?
Oh, maybe, I don't know. It was long after there was any trouble with the Indians.
Now, Ben Boswell was what relation to your first husband?
First cousin. Their fathers were brothers.
Oh, okay. Did he ever tell you any more stories about coming out west or anything?
Well, that was, Irving was born out here in Oregon, in Wallowa County, but he didn't have any experience with the Indians. And his father didn't want any.
Did you ever know a fellow in Cove named John Smith?
Yeah.
He had a bunch of hounds?
Yeah.
What did
I was going to say that there were two or three men that passed by that name.
No, this was the one that had all the hound dogs.
Yeah, that was the John Smith.
Tell me something about him.
Well, are you acquainted with the Cove area any? Well, going in on the road, you go straight east, and then you jog the road. Well, right there, the jog in the road, there's a big old white house.
The John Allen house?
Well, closer to Cove than the John Allen house, but it's the next house. That was Smith's house.
Well, what, did he always run around with a bunch of dogs at his heels, or?
Well, no, not always, but if he went hunting coyotes, he had a pack of hounds, and so did Allen.
Well, how would they hunt them? How would they hunt the coyotes?
Horseback with a gun.
Do you remember when they took the bounty off of coyotes in 1917? And Allen and Smith turned all their dogs loose. Were there a lot of their hound dogs running around town?
Well, I probably would have known something about it, but I don't remember. I might have been away at school.
Well, were you a school teacher?
Well, I taught one term. I intended to teach more, but it so happened that that didn't fit in with the family plans. Instead, I was in the Cove Post Office for approximately 10 years. To start with, as clerk, and then for a short time as acting postmaster, and I don't know, I suppose about 6 years as postmaster.
Oh, what was, this is your great uncle, or?
Yes.
And what was his name?
Thomas Ramsdell.
And what were you starting to say about him coming west?
Well, he came ahead of the rush while there was plenty of room on the trail.
In 44, huh?
And settled someplace in the Willamette Valley. I don't really know just where.
Were you around here this year when that bear was shot here in town? When they shot that black bear here in town?
What?
What was that?
Poor place for a bear.
You think they should have shot?
Well, he got shot. He ought not to have been there.
Well, he went down to California during the gold rush?
Yes, he was...